Peyton, congratulations on tonight. What's it going to mean to be inducted into Colorado Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, it means a great deal. Obviously, great history here in this Hall of Fame, reading about the former inductees and long distinguished list, and found out I was the 25th Denver Bronco to be inducted, which is quite an honor, joining obviously some great players, led by, of course, John Elway, who was a big reason that I'm even here in Denver. And I've had some time to reflect on that whole process in March of 2012. I was thinking, you know, I had helicopters following me around, and I still remember when I came here on my visit, I was still working out in rehab, and so I wanted to go throw. So I was staying with Brandon Stokely, and we went to throw some passes, and his son Cameron wanted to come and watch, and he wanted to wear a number 18 Colts jersey to watch, and we wouldn't let him wear the jersey because we thought that would attract the helicopters. And so he was crying. He didn't understand that. It was hard to explain him. So it was a whirlwind, but it ended up, you know, I couldn't have made a better decision coming here to Denver, and Broncos, the city, embraced me and my family, and we still live here today.
A lot of Broncos contingent going to be here tonight. What does that mean to have their support a few years later now?
No, like I said, just so thankful for the support of the entire organization of me during my career, and not only the support, the friendships that were formed from, you know, whether it's John or, you know, Joe Ellis, Coach Kubiak is going to be here, but the support equipment staff, trainers, Greek, and the video staff, you know, PR operations, everybody had a huge role in helping me out when I was here, because I needed that support in a big transition for me. So I'm honored that they're here. And fortunately, even though I don't play, those friendships and relationships never go away.
We were talking to Case Keenum the other day. He said you reached out when he signed here. What advice can you give Case for being quarterback of the Broncos?
Yeah, I've known Case. He came to our passing academy years ago, and have seen him through the years, and he reached out. We're going to get together and, you know, have lunch or play golf sometime soon. He said he wanted to pick my brain on a couple of things, and I just told him I'm here as a resource, and I pull for quarterbacks. I really do. It's a unique fraternity, and I'm excited for the opportunity for him. You know, he's got a chance to play with some great players, and what he did last year in Minnesota was really special, and I know Broncos fans kind of hope to see some of that same magic here this year.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the draft just 1 week away. There's the top four there, but nobody's really separated themselves. During your process, there was a lot made about your interviews and, you know, all the things that you said to the Colts and stuff. How much can the meeting times really distinguish one of them?
Yeah, I think obviously all of it matters, especially when you're picking that high. They evaluate everything. I mean, I had some scouts told me they'd watched all my film, you know, going back to my freshman year. I was like, ooh, you watched some of those plays? And so it's, you know, and they do their homework. They're going to talk to the equipment manager at your college and, hey, how did he treat your equipment guys? And, you know, how was he with your video support staff? And so they're going to do their homework, and they're making a big investment. And obviously you're drafting a player, but you're hoping that they give you the return on their investment. And I remember that's kind of what drove me 20 years ago. That, you know, I remember them asking me, hey, what are you going to do with this money you're about to make? And I said, I'm going to go earn it. You know, and that kind of needs to be the thought process, I think, for any quarterback coming in, is, hey, I'm going to go earn this team's decision to invest in me and draft me. So it'll be an exciting draft to kind of see what happens.
You were drafted 20 years ago to the night. Does it feel like 20 years?
Don't tell me. It's boy, the draft changed so much. There was only four of us at the draft, and I remember I got drafted, and I flew to Indianapolis and got my playbook and for a little press conference, and then flew to Knoxville, kind of got honored at UT. So it was a special day. So hard to believe it's been 20 years, and the journey that ends up on the same day 20 years later going into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Certainly a lot of great memories.
A lot of reports out there. Are you going to join broadcasting? Are you going to work for an NFL team? What are your plans for the immediate future here?
You know, I'm waiting for an offer from Broncos.com for some type of, you know, an internship or a consultant, but you know, nothing's coming my way. So I'm unemployed. I got a couple of ads in the paper, you know, looking for a job. So, you know, I have enjoyed doing some different things that I never have had a chance to do. I still feel busy and still feel stimulated doing these things, and obviously having a little more control of my time, which is important. So I really have enjoyed these last 2.5 years.
Peyton, anytime you want to come down, we'll take you.
All right, good. All right, thanks.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks.